coming up on Thunder Pop.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
This is a Thunder Pop Extra. And I'm Stephen Presley, and before I go away for the holidays, I wanted to record a short little pod just to tell you my thoughts on The Rise of Skywalker and my first initial reaction to it. Like Rise of Skywalker? So that's the question. Did I like Rise of Skywalker? It took me a few days. I had to let things kind of process. I wanted to get in here and record this right after, but I wondered whether my reaction, my initial thoughts in the movie, would be the same immediately after seeing it as it would be after a couple of days of letting things kind of process and digest. Having a chance to kind of, think about things a little bit that I saw. Here's my first initial reaction on The Rise of Skywalker. And when we come back from the holiday break, we're going to get together with the guys and we're going to do more of a thorough discussion on the film. And my thoughts in a week might be different than my thoughts now. And that's what's crazy about these Star Wars movies, the newer ones especially. They're like wine. They age either badly or they age really well. For me, over the years, Empire Strikes Back is still the gold standard. Now and then. When I first saw Empire Strikes Back in the theaters with my mom and my brother, I was blown away. It was like nothing I had ever seen before. Even more so than A New Hope. Years later, I watched it again. I appreciated the film even more for its excellence. Force Awakens, I remember leaving the theater bummed about the Han Solo thing, but I understood why they did it. And I found myself being really thoroughly entertained with Force Awakens. And I also thought it was mostly safe, but it took a few risks. Mostly safe. But I was thoroughly entertained with Force Awakens, and it took me back to that kind of a little bit of a nostalgia fest. Last Jedi, I was never a big fan of Last Jedi. I didn't enjoy it as much. I remember initially leaving the theater sort of kind of on the fence about it. But there were moments in Last Jedi that I definitely was entertained. But with Last Jedi, I always felt more about the regrets of what could have been rather than the excitement of what was accomplished. I was more of in the regrets of what should have and could have been with that film, the missed opportunities. Now with Rise of Skywalker, Rise of Skywalker better. I liked it more than Last Jedi. Or did I dislike it less? I'm still trying to figure that out. But at any rate, I was really entertained through several sections of that film. The first portion of the film, I'd say the first 45 minutes, up till that fight. That really big epic fight with Kylo Ren and Rey on that craft on the water. I was really, it was like a roller coaster ride. It was some of the best action I'd ever seen in a Star Wars film. I thought the characters, the acting was really good. I thought it was some of the best acting that I've seen yet in a Star Wars film. I really found myself enjoying their interactions. I think what's amazing about this film is I expected a retcon of Last Jedi, but I didn't expect a total, almost a flushing of down the toilet of a great deal of what Rian Johnson had done in that film, especially with the Rose Tico stuff where she was Jar Jar Binks'd out of this film. I mean, she was literally Jar Jar Binks'd. I think some of the retconning. And I hate to say it because I was one of the people calling for some retconning of Last Jedi, but I think the retcon, there might have been just a little bit too much retconning. Or let's just say this. I think the retconning that was done should have been swapped out for some other retconning. For me, the biggest mistake of Last Jedi was killing off Luke Skywalker. I thought he was along with Adam Driver, I thought he was one of the best parts about that movie. And I think to get rid of one of your strengths, one of your best parts of a film, of a series, of a saga, I mean, it is the Skywalker saga. So I never understood getting rid of Luke Skywalker. I didn't see a reason why. I understand that it's not supposed to be his story. It's supposed to be Rey's story. But after seeing this film, I'm still convinced that they could have kept him alive. They could have done the same things with him that they did in this film with him, as he was a Force ghost. I think that they still could have used him in the same way, but alive. They would have had to change a few things around. But I think it would have given him a lot more flexibility in having him be able to use him in more ways. And I think that would have added to the film. I would have much rather seen Luke in a few extra scenes, an actual living, breathing Luke in a few extra scenes in this film than some of these other characters that they added into this film. There's so many characters, so many new characters, and I just felt like it was a little late to the party to be adding that many new characters into the film. The one exception to that rule, I will say, is Kerry Russell's character, who now is actually one of my favorite characters of all the Star Wars films. It goes back to kind of one of the issues I have with this film is going back to Last Jedi, is missed opportunities. I felt like her character, I wanted to see more of her. And the fact that we didn't get to see her into this film, I'm like, where was she all this time? I would have loved to have seen her from at least the last film. And I loved her chemistry working off of Oscar Isaac, Poe Dameron. So thumbs up to the Kerry Russell character. I love that character. I think it's possible that she's being set up. That character was a setup to be used in a future Star Wars series, maybe either on television, on the Disney Plus, or maybe a movie series. But again, getting back to it, was I entertained with this film? Very much entertained. I always said that with Last Jedi, I didn't think it was a great sequel, but I always felt like you could bounce back from a bad sequel. I think that the tough thing is with this film is they try to fit a lot of things into one film. And they felt that sort of restriction to having it all wrapped up in three films. And I think that goes back to what was recently said by Kathleen Kennedy, that we're going to get away from doing trilogies now. We don't want to be restricted by the three-film format. If we need four films to tell a story, or we need five films to tell a story, or just one, we want to have that flexibility and not be stuck with, we got to do it all in three movies. And I think that was sort of a kind of like a hint like how stressed and strained they were to try to retcon Last Jedi and then get in so much information in this last film. I think that even if they had made this about 15, 20 minutes longer, it could have helped. My biggest problem with this film, of the problems I had with the film, was the Skrull at the beginning of the movie and then how Emperor Palpatine is reintroduced. He was basically just, it was so quick in the beginning of the film. There it is. Boom. There you go. There. It's here. He's here. There was no buildup to it. And that was a little weird for me. I know they have the novelizations to kind of fill in the blanks between these movies, but most people don't get to that. The casual fan that just goes to see these films at the theater, they're not going to know that. So I felt like it was a little rushed just going straight into the Palpatine so quickly without any buildup. I think this could have been a better film. Again, going back to, I hate to dwell on missed opportunities, but the biggest thing with me is that, you know, there was a time maybe during Last Jedi and then before Last Jedi and then after Last Jedi where you could have said, maybe this is the best Star Wars movies that can be made in the 2000s. Maybe there really isn't a bar that you can set any higher than this. But then we got The Mandalorian, and I'm like, wait a minute. We could have had something like that all along. Or was it more of like, we needed to get through this to kind of learn some of our mistakes trial by error to kind of get to the Mandalorian. That I don't know. But either way, was I entertained at this film? It was a great popcorn holiday flick. I was thoroughly entertained, but I found it was a little bit rushed. A lot of information was put into a film that was kind of crammed in there. A little bit too much new characters added at the last minute was a little bit much for me. I thought the acting was really good. I liked the new characters that were added in there. I just wish we had maybe had gotten to them a little sooner than the last film. Was it a little bit too late for world building? Is it just to set up future movies, like spinoff movies, possibly, or series, possibly? I'll be really interested to see how this film does in its second week. I know it's breaking, it's doing really well in its first couple of days. I'll be interested to see if it's got legs under it for a second week to do well, especially coming out on the heels of Solo. And then also, will there be a bit of a Star Wars burnout with The Mandalorian on television, on streaming, and Baby Yoda stuff everywhere right now, on memes and on the internet? It is a tough thing for J.J. Abrams. You're having to compete against The Mandalorian. You're competing against yourself in a way. Even one of the actors from The Mandalorian is now criticizing and calling this the worst Star Wars movie ever. So even some people in the company are throwing their own under the bus, which is interesting because that's what happens when you get a larger family. You add more family members. There's a better chance that someone in the family is going to criticize something that's happening, you know, at the company, within the family. So I like this film. I thought it could. There were some missed opportunities. I thought they put a lot of information in a short period of time in the film. I thought it was better than Last Jedi. I liked it. You know, I was more entertained with this film than even Rogue One, and I'm one of the exceptions to the rule for people that really loved Rogue One. I thought Rogue One was great, but I also thought it was a little blander than most of the other Star Wars films. I enjoyed it. I liked Solo a lot more than most people. Empire Strikes Back is still the gold standard. Force Awakens did the job for me. Rise of Skywalker was great, but it tried to do too much, and maybe they didn't have a choice. I don't know. But, you know, a lot of people wouldn't have liked this, but I really wish they would have broken this film up into two parts and given the Palpatine more of an opportunity to build up. I wish they had gone the route of what they had done with the Avengers, with the Infinity War and Endgame, and had a two-parter. I know a lot of people would have been displeased that they had done a cliffhanger, but they still would have gone back to see part two, I guarantee it. Everyone that would have gone to see this first one would have come back in several months to see the second one. Maybe they could have rolled them out within several months of each other. We could have gotten the second half of this in May, which would have been a great nod to the Star Wars films of old that used to come out in the early summer months. There's just a lot to cram in there. You're cramming Lando Calrissian coming back. Leia's passing away. A new droid. Another new character. It's just a lot to cram in. Millennium Falcon is on fire. The BB-8 gets a tree. A tree falls on him. There's cloning. Emperor Palpatine is alive again. This should have been two films. I'm sorry, it should have been two films. But was I entertained? Yes. Do I wish they had just said, fuck it, let's make this a two-parter? Yes. Am I still a Star Wars fan? You better believe it. I'm not a fair-weather friend. I've been a Star Wars fan all the way through, even when after I saw Last Jedi and I was like, missed opportunities. Even after Attack of the Clones. Well, not bad. Could have been better. I was there all along the way. I'm like in sports. If my team's not winning, and my team sometimes is not winning, I don't jump the ship. I don't go to another team. I stick with my team. And my team is Star Wars. I'm still a Star Wars fan. You can call me a fool, but I'm still a Star Wars fan. I love the stories. I love the brand. I love the aesthetic. I love the John Williams score. I love my baby Yoda. But I'll tell you what, for me, in 2019, the best Star Wars that's out there, the best new Star Wars that's out there, is The Mandalorian on Disney+. The Rise of Skywalker, I can't wait to go back and see it again, and I look forward to doing a second review after I've seen it a second time, and maybe my opinions will change, but I think that most people that are honest with themselves will say that they've tried to fit too much into this film, but then also a lot of people that are honest with themselves will say, well, they were doing that because they were trying to fix some of the stuff that happened with Last Jedi. And there's a lot of fan service that they were trying to do with this film, and I love me some fan service. So I'm not going to criticize the effort to do fan service, but I'm also going to say, you know, maybe, again, it's a lot to fit into a one film that was only two hours and 20 minutes. Yeah. So anyway, when we get back from the holiday break, I look forward to sitting down with the guys and talking some more of Rise of the Skywalker. And I will go see it again over the holiday break and come back. Look forward to hearing their takes. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I thought it was the best action I've ever seen in a Star Wars film. I love the Carrie Russell character. I just wish I could have seen more of her. I think she's the best new character that they've had in a couple of movies. And then I thought some of the stuff like with Rose Tika being downsized so much was kind of weird. I do admire the effort they did with the Leia and how they used Carrie Fisher footage. That was quite a tightrope job there they did. Anyway, everyone have a happy holiday and the Thunderpop family. And we'll see before the new year. We'll come back. We got a couple of podcasts that we want to do. Again, another Rise of Skywalker follow-up. And then our year in review. We'll be back with that as well. Everyone have a great holiday, and thank you for joining me for this Thunderpop Extra. I'm Stephen Presley. Peace.